We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, now we're going to transition. We're talking about Shehiyah and Chazara. Now we're talking about Bishul on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Noistim Beitza B'tzad Hameichom B'shvil Shetes Galgal. You now I put a raw egg next to like an urn, a kumkum, in order for it to become cooked a little bit. Tisgalgal means to roll, because when an egg gets cooked, it rolls easier. So it's called tisgalgal. So you're not going to put an egg next to the kumkum on Shabbos to cook it. Now the chiddush is, even though the mechem could be, is not on the fire anymore, it just got warmed up by the fire, it's boiling hot, and now I took it off the fire, I put the egg next to it. So it's called toldos ar. The kumkum is toldos ar. It came from fire. You're not allowed to cook anything next to it. Another halacha, lo yafgi'ena busudarim. This is a handkerchief that got warmed up from the sun, and it got so hot I could actually fry an egg on it. So I can't crack an egg on these sudarim, on these handkerchiefs on Shabbos, if it got warmed up by the sun. But Rav Yesi is matter. Rav Yesi holds that it's mutter to cook in something that got warm from the sun. That's called toldos chama. And the Gemara will elaborate on that. So the Mishnah vayta, lo yatvinenu b'choil. You shouldn't put an egg into hot sand that got warmed up by the sun, over avak drachim, or the dirt of the road, but shvil shetisle, so it should get roasted. And technically, Rav Yesi should argue on this as well, but it seems like Rav Yesi agrees to it, then we'll see in the Gemara. And the Gemara, the Mishnah ends up with a story. Ma'isa she'oshu anshei Tveria, ve'viu silon shel tzoinen l'seich amo shel chamin. The anshei Tveria wanted to warm up their water on Shabbos, so they made this pipe that went through the hot springs, and it came out that it got warmed up on Shabbos. They did this, they set this up before Shabbos, but water went through it on Shabbos, went through the pipe that went through the hot springs on Shabbos, and got warmed up. And they had a patent, had to warm up water on Shabbos. Amru lehem chachamim, in the Shabbos, if you do this, then if it was Shabbos, and the water got warmed up on Shabbos, even without a ma'isa, as a din of kechamish chokhmu v'shabbos, we're going to treat it like you warmed up water on Shabbos, v'asurim v'rechitza v'shtiyah. And you're not allowed to use it for rechitza, you're not allowed to use it for drinking. It's also bahana. In v'yomtif, if it was a yomtif, then we treat it like chamish chokhmu v'yomtif, like water is cooked up on yomtif, which is v'asurim v'rechitza, it's also to wash with it. And we're tarim v'shtiyah, but it's mutah to drink, because oichel nefesh is mutah on yomtif. So the Rabbanon said, this patent of the Anshei Tveria, even though you're not doing a Ma'isa on Shabbos, we're considering it, ki'ilu you did it on Shabbos or on Yontif, and therefore it has the same thing like cooking up water on Yontif or on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, if you cook up water on Shabbos, which is Aser, now I'll use it for Rechitza or Shtia. On Yontif, you're allowed to use it for Shtia, but not Rechitza. And Tosfos explains, we'll see in the Gemara more, but Tosfos explains, even though I did it before Shabbos, it's a gzeira that if you allow them to do it, they'll do it on Shabbos also. But we'll see in the Gemara, maybe Allah b'shot them in the Issa of Anshei Tveria. But upon him, first the Gemara is going to handle the beginning part of the Mishnah. It said in the first part of the Mishnah that I'm not allowed to take an egg and put it next to an urn on Shabbos and because, let it cook that way. So, Bar Lehu, Gilgal Mai, let's say someone had went and did this. He put an egg next to the urn on Shabbos and it got roasted a little bit. Are you chayiv or not? What was the Gemara Shaila? So pastors, the Gemara Shaila is like this. That maybe Bishul is only if you put it on top of a fire. If you put it next to something that's toldos ar, which means it came from fire. This urn got hot through a fire. Maybe it's not Bishul Daraisi, not Chayev Chatas. Kamash Vlon, Rav Yosef, that Yechayev Chatas. There's another pshat in the Gemara that it means even though you didn't cook it fully, only did an egg, it's very easy to cook. It was a quick cooking, still Yechayev Echatas. That was more Shalom, Yechayev Echatas. And that, and Rav Yosef says, you are Yechayev Echatas. Omam Rabbi, the Ravina, Afa Namer Tanina. Bring a riot to Rav Yosef Alocha that you are Chayev, that you're Chayev when you cook, but told us are, or the Yechayev when you do a little bit of a cooking. Why? There's a Mishnah later on that says like this. Kol Shabbat B'cham of Nei Shabbos. Anything that you cooked before Shabbos, you put it into hot water before Shabbos, Shabbos, I can soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Why? It was cooked already. This is the makar for bishul, that ain't bishul acha bishul. Something that's cooked already, you let it warm it up again on Shabbos, you know, in a het to dig away. As long as it's not mechzik and mevashel, it's mutter to warm it up. An example would be, you let it take a dry piece of meat from the refrigerator and put it on top of your chalon pot. Because in that way, it doesn't look like bishul, because I'm not putting on a fire, I'm putting it on top of a challan pot. And it's also cooked already, so it's ein bishul acha bishul. But the Mishnah says in later on, kol shabbat b'cham v'nei Shabbos, shayu nais b'cham Shabbos. Let us soak it in hot water on Shabbos. V'chol shaloi b'cham v'nei Shabbos, if it never got cooked before Shabbos, then madichin nais b'cham Shabbos. You can sprinkle some hot water on it, but you can't soak it, because sprinkling hot water on it won't do anything to it, therefore it's mutter. Chutz min ha-meliach ha-yashon, which is something that's salted and old, or kluyus ha-spanyan, or a certain type of fish, a certain type of herring, shadachasam zui gemar v'lachtam. There, just sprinkling hot water on it will cook it. Zui gemar v'lachtam, so that's awesome. Zog t'mar shmam, you know, you see that it even told us or is chayav v'chatas. Why? Because it says over here that zui gemar v'lachtam, it means sprinkling hot water that came off the fire, is called gemar v'lachtam. Gemar v'lachtam sounds like it's a real bishul. So you k'mash v'lon, that you chayav v'chatas. And if you learn the other pshat, also it's a raya. Even a small bishul, small mice bishul, also is chayav v'chatas. Just like here, just sprinkling hot water on something is chayav v'chatas. So the Gemara right. It says in the second din in the Mishnah, if you end of a sudarim, you had a handkerchief that got very hot in the sun, I'm not allowed to crack an egg on it and to fry an egg on this handkerchief. And Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. And what's the pshat? Because he also told us chamas mutter, but the Gemara is going to explain it to us. But tov tam v'das. Right there, the Gemara about it. There's a Mishnah later on that says, "Noisem tafshul soich habar b'shul shu shomer." In those days, they didn't have refrigerators, so they used to keep the refrigeration, you keep it in a bar, in the bar, the pit, with the water pit was usually cold. So the Shabbos, you put the tafshul in there on Shabbos. So the lach is you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. What will be the havmina not? The Gemara later on says that the havmina may be smoothing out the gumois. For whatever reason, it's not a geos, but the lach is that's mutter. There's another lach, you're allowed to put good water in the bad water to cool it off. And then the third halacha in the Mishnah is the Geos. It says, you're allowed to take cold water and put it into the sun to warm it up on Shabbos. That says the Stam Mishnah later on. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, who says that's mutter to crack an egg on the handkerchief. So that Mishnah later on that says you're allowed to cook in the sun. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi. Lo Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. So Gemara, no, I'm Rav Nachman. In the sun, to cook in the sun, the kuli amo le pligi. Everyone agrees that cooking in the sun, the shari, is not a problem. You're allowed to cook in the sun, that's not a problem. But told us our kuli amo le pligi dasa. Everyone agrees, in told us our, if something that came from fire, got warmed up from fire, that water that was warmed up from fire, I cannot use that for bishul, the kuli amo le pligi dasa. It's even us the rice that we just said. So, cooking in the sun is harmsa mutter. I'm allowed to take egg and cook it in the sun on Shabbos. Told us ours kuli amas also. Ki pligi the machlokes Rav Yosi and Tanakama is but told us a chama, something I got warm up from the chama. So you have here a handkerchief that's warm from the sun. I want to cook on that handkerchief. That's worse than cooking in the sun. Marsov because you didn't told us chama, told us ours. Exera. Someone's not gonna understand. Oh, the handkerchief was warmed up in the sun. Maybe you think it's warmed up by fire. So it'll get mixed up. So Rav Yosi holds so Tanakama holds also. Told us a chama, told us ours. Marsov legas rinon. And Rav Yossi also not geyser told us chama or to told us are, and therefore the machlekes is if something got warmed up from the sun is a mutter to cook. According to Rav Yossi it's mutter, and according to Nakama it's aser. Now just have to speak out why taka cooking in the sun is mutter. Why is it mutter? So is a Rashi here. Rashi says the shari the ain derech bishule bekach. It's not derech to cook that way. That's what Rashi sounds. So Rashi sounds like it's a shinui, and therefore it's not a problem. Frekta achroinim lechayra. Even on Shabbos, using with a shinu, it's still awesome with the Rabbanon. Maybe it's not Asta Raisa, but it's Asta Rabbanon, so it should be Asta Rabbanon to cook in the Chama, even though it's not Darach B'Shul Mekach. So the Eglital answer is that there's two types of shinuyim. One's a shinui just in the Maisa, and one's a shinui in Tetzah. The outcome is different. By cooking in the sun, it's a different type of cooking, and therefore it's a better shinui, it might be mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein learns a little different Pshat and the Rashi. He learns that Darach B'Shul Mekach means that's not Darach Bishul, and it's not the way they cooked in the Mishkan. It has to be normal way to cook. That's only time Yechayim. Not because of Shinu. Because not a normal way to cook. It's not called cooking. Cook is only cooking in the Mishkan. It has to be something normal. This is not normal. And therefore, in that tshuva, he's handling microwaves. And if microwaves is also or not. And he says the microwaves are going to be also because it's really Derech B'Shul Mekach. Why don't people do? Not everyone has a microwave. But it is called Derech B'Shul Mekach. I am Shom the tshuva for Rav Moshe. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It says, Lo yat v'yana v'chol. It says in the Mishnah further that you shouldn't put the egg in the sand or in the dust that arose. That was cooked up by the sun. And there, Rabbi Yossi is silent. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi is masking, you know, I'll do that. I'll curse, Todos Chama. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Lifting Nami Rabbi Yossi Baha. Why is Rabbi Yossi arguing this as well? Why he has agreed it's Aser? So the Gemara, the Fidat Tanakama, it's Aser, you're right, because Todos Chama. Fear of Yossi is also a different reason. So Mechlek is Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Why? Rabbi Amma Gzeru Shem Yatmim Beremetz. There's a Gzeru over here that if you allow him to cook in the Choyal, he might land up cooking in coals. And cooking in coals, that's the deraisa. You say, what's the difference cooking in sand, cooking in coals? It looks very similar. And therefore, he'll think he'll let it cook in coals, which is awesome. Rabbi Yosef, Aymer, Bresh, Amazes, Offer, Mekayma. A different reason. Because you might dig, Rashi learns, you might move the offer, which might dig in, you need more sand to dig it in. You might dig a little bit, which is Issa Chayfer. Toysis learns it's out muksa, you might move the sand, which is a muksa. So it's machlaik is either out shavayatim remetz, because you know come to get mixed up with coals, or because you might move the offer, which is either issa muksa or a issa of chayfer. And Achrayin already asked, Toysis also handles a little bit, what about the regular issa atmana? So the Tarot says, because this is not called atmana of mice of hevel, because the sand doesn't have its own heating elements. And ain't a mice have been do atmana on Shabbos. So that the answer is only isa atmana, something that's cooked. Something that's not cooked, there's no isa atmana. Balak upon him, that's a little zaitik. But the question over here is, why is it also according to Rabbi Yossi? It's Taldos Chametar. It says two reasons. Either gzera shamiyatim v'remetz, or because you're moving the offer. May benayu, will be enough communal halach of team rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Yike benayu offer tichuach, very soft sand. Very soft sand. So, if it's a shayla of chafira, so you're not going to be chayfer because the sand is soft. You don't have to be chayfer. But if this is maybe gzeira or to gecholim, or to maybe you're going to be taimin in real hot coals, so that it looks the same even when it's soft offer. And if he ties out muksa, offer to means it's such soft sand, you won't have to move it. You just drop the egg, it'll land, it'll go right in, it'll sink right in without moving any offer. So, let's see, I have a kasha, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Meisvei, Rav Shimon, Gamil Oimer, Magalgalim Beitza Agave Gagra Seach. The halacha is you're allowed to cook an egg on a hot roof, we said, because well, maybe holds like a mayor, because told us Chama's mutter. But let's see. Shimon Oimer says, Magalgalim Beitza Agagra Seach. Vein Magalgalim Beitza Agave Sidra Seach. We're not allowed to do it Agave, like tar, hot tar. So, Bishlam Mandi Amma Gzeru Shem Yatim Remetz Lekalim Gzeru. We understand that on a roof is no Gzeru. Bishlam is Sid, maybe that's a Gzeru. But the Gag Reseach that got hot in the. Sid Reseach, by the way, is not, wasn't cooked up in the sun. Sid Reseach is Astal Dazar. Sid Reseach means hot tar that was cooked up by Ar. That's why that's Asr. Rashi Umil says the cook on the roof is Mutta. Why? Because Tal Dazchama, like Rabbi Yosi. So, Bishlam Mandi Amma Gzeru Shem Yatim Remetz, that Rabbi Yosi agrees by saying that's usher only because yatim remetz selekel migzer. There's no gzera because this roof does not look like coals. Elamadim rama praise b'nezes v'alfa mukaymer because a moving offer. So ligzer, there is roofs who have offer on it. So still make a gzera. How can you mutter to cook on a roof? Let it be the same thing like sand. There's a gzera. You might dig in the roof. Zok tomorrow no gzera. Stam gag lest be offer. There is no offer on a roof, and therefore there's no gzera. They might be mazes offer. Talk to more about Toshima. Let's try to bring more eyes to Rabbi Rav Yosef. Maisa, it says in our Mishnah, Maisa shall also answer Tveria, the Viyu Silon shall sign in. The Anshe Tveria brought like a pipe of cold water and they put it through the Amma Shal Chamim, through the hot water, to warm it up on Shabbos. And that's the Maisa that the Gemara brings. So the Gemara is assuming now that you bring a Maisa, someone there is bringing a Maisa to bring a Raya to himself. Someone bring a riot to himself. He's bringing a riot from this ma'isa. So Bishlam Mandi Amma Gzeru Shema Yatmin V'remetz Hainu Darim La'atmanu. So Gemara is assuming now, the ma'isa is trying to say, there, the ma'isa Tveria, the Rabban Aser, why? It must be because the Gzeru Otu Bing Hatung Hatmanu in coals. So Bishlam Mandi Amma Gzeru Shema Yatmin V'remetz Hainu Darim La'atmanu. So it's Darim La'atmanu. That's the Gemara is bringing a riot from a story of Tveria, where it was also Matmanu. So it's saying, look, just like we make a gzera of sand or to remetz, he also make a gzera. So that's the raya. What's the shaychus, this story, to the last halacha of cooking an egg in the sand? What does this have to do with that? Ma'ik lemeimer. There's no offer over here that you're shy of moving offer, or chafiro, or muksa. Dr. Marlon, you're making a mistake. Misavis might say tveria seifa koi. It's not going on the seifa. Aresha koi. It's going on the first part. Machlokes Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon. If you're allowed to cook in Toldos Chama. Aresha koi. It's like the end of a siddur. They are now allowed to crack an egg over a handkerchief. Rav Yosi mater. Rav Yosi is mutter. Welcome, Rabbanon, Rav Yosi. Ha'maisa d'anche tveria. The maisa d'anche tveria. The Toldos Chama. It's only Toldos Chama. What does Toldos Chama mean? Toldos Chama means anything that's not fire. And they were learning this hot water by the story of Anche Tveria was hot from natural springs, which is like Toldos Chama. And still, Vasu Abonon, Boron said it's also. So you see, Toldos Chama is also. So it's a Kasha Rav Yosi. They're being a riot from the story of Tveria to Kasha Rav Yosi. Omolu, so Rav Yosi answered, Ahi Toldos Arhu. That's no, it's Toldos Ar. Why the Chalfi Apiskad Hanim? It's going over the door of Gehenim. That's how the Chama Tveria got hot. It gets hot from going on the door of Gehenim, which is fire, which is Ar, which is Eish. And therefore, it is Aser, it is Toldos Ar, and that's why the Rabbanon asked it. And the Fidus Gemara, like we said twice before, that even though here they did it before Shabbos, but since it's similar to Toldos Ar, and you might come to do this on Shabbos, therefore they made a Gzeirah. But if it will be Toldos Chama, so then it's mut even on Shabbos, they would never make a gzerah. So that was Rabbanon's taina. You see, Toldos Chama is asa. Rabbi says, no, it's really Toldos Ar there. The Chama Tveria came from the Eish Gehenim, so it's really Toldos Ar.